Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, only you, Jesus. That was our sister Ada from the continent of Africa, specifically the country of Nigeria. We thank God, amen. Only Jesus, only you. God does the amazing in our lives every day. First of all, he gives us life and breath. He also gives us salvation to be called his children, amen. And so we want to give some powerful encouragement on today from the Lord. And from the Word of God. And if you need encouragement, you need strength, you want to look to God, look to Him, look to His Word. That's why exactly He tells us that we do not live on bread alone, that we live on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And I found that to be so true. Amen. and that when there was a real deep need in my heart for just, you know, more of life, more of God, it's found in the scripture, amen, and to let us know what's going on, what's happening, how to respond to life, how to respond to the news, how to respond, amen, each and every day that we walk out our faith in the power of God. So let us go to God in prayer, and we'll have some encouraging words on today, amen. Father God, we give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. You are amazing. You are almighty. You are worthy of praise. You're worthy of glory. You're worthy of honor. There is no one like you, and only you, Jesus, only you, the name that's above every name. Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. Let us be ready, Father God. Let us be watching, waiting, amen. And we being the children of the light, we are, that day is not going to just come upon us like a thief, but we will recognize and we'll be watching and waiting, and as the word has encouraged us and empowered us to do. So, Father God, we thank you for life, breath. We thank you for, God, that it's in you that we have our very being, and you are so, God, caring for us, your people, watching over us, amen. Your eyes are on us. Your ears are attentive to our prayers, to what we speak to you. And, God, we are grateful. We are thankful for your grace and your mercy. And just so enamored by the love, by your love, God. Your love is so awesome and so wonderful, and it endures forever and ever and ever toward us, your people, and all of your creation, all who will call on you. They should call on you in truth, and to you be the glory, God, and to you be the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord God. So our encouragement is going to come from Peter. We read from 1 Peter yesterday, chapter 3, and so we're going to, you know, come back to Peter, 1 Peter chapter 4, living for God. We should be living for God, amen, because, yes, the times are, the time is winding down. It says this in 1 Peter chapter 4, therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because whoever suffers in the body is done with sin. And as a result, they do not live the rest of their earthly lives for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. We are living for the will of God. What is the will of God? His will is that no one should perish, but all should come to repentance. And so he is sending us to the, as laborers in the harvest field, to spread this gospel, to preach it, to teach it, and to give this gospel away to everyone that will hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. To him be the glory, and him be the praise. And so in verse 3, so it says, for you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. For it says, they are surprised that you do not join them in their reckless while living, and they heap abuse on you. That's just speaking about all those who are not living the Christian life all around us. They look at how we live. And basically, they see we're not living a reckless, wild life, and they heap abuse on us, persecuting, and so on and so forth. But verse 5 says, but they will have to give an account. Yeah, they will have to give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. So we got to remember these things. This has got to be at the forefront of our minds, that every person is going to have to give an account of the things that they've done here on earth, the things they've said here on earth. Verse 6 says, for this is the reason the gospel was preached even to those who are now dead, so they might be judged according to human standards in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit. So that's why the gospel was preached. The reason the gospel was preached, because every person that's ever lived will be judged, the living and the dead. And so God in his care for the world. It says God so loved the world, correct? God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so God has said these words, amen, and we take them to heart. We don't used to use John 3:16 as a cliche and, you know, something that we hold on a banner in a game, but this is the way of life for the believer. This is the way of life for Christians. And so we live according to God in the Spirit, doing his will. So verse 7 says, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. The end of all things is near, people of God. And you can go on the news and you can decide for yourself. We're not just going along and heaping up materialistic things and living according to how we used to live as pagans live and carousing and lust and those type of things. No, we are alert. As the scripture is telling us here, we are alert people. We are sober-minded so we can pray. People need prayer. Families need prayer. Neighbors need prayer. Communities, nations need prayer. And we are the people, we are God's people to administer, to minister unto him in the gift, in the calling of prayer. We are all called to pray. Amen. And in verse 8 it says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. We need the love of God. That is my prayer for you. That is my prayer regularly for the saints of God, that we be filled with the love of God and the power of his Spirit. Amen. Because love, as it says in 1 Corinthians 13, love is one of the things that will remain. Faith, hope, and love. But love is the greatest. And so as we know that God's love in us and manifesting outwardly will cover a multitude of sins. Verse 9, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Verse 10, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in his various forms. And then God has given us, you know, different gifts. We're called to speak. We're called to preach. We're called to maybe give. And so we do all these things to God, for to Jesus Christ to be praised and to him to be the glory and give him the power and the honor forever and ever. Amen. So I hope you receive this powerful word of encouragement today. The powerful word that tells us, amen, we don't live like we used to live. We may receive persecution and even from other Christians who profess the name of Christ, you know, because we're not living recklessly. We take our salvation very seriously, and we live like it each and every day. And so, praise be to God, we know that there's a judgment coming for the living and the dead, and we take notice, amen, that the end of all things is near, and we are alert, and we're sober-minded. So we're praying. We're praying for the church. We're praying for the lost. We're praying because we know that's what God's called us to do. And we are putting on love, loving each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. To God be the glory, amen. To God be the praise. Have an awesome rest of your day. And keep us in prayer here, Seeds of Harvest, as we go forth to do God's will and testify of the goodness of God. Be blessed. Go with God. Amen. Join us Saturday for Youth of Harvest. Amen.